Can't say enough about what a professional and a person he is. Ground ball left side. That's fielded by Seager to second for one. Cano on the first. That's two. And that is the ball game. Well, the postseason hopes of the Astros have gotten dimmer as the Mariners pile it on late after piling it on early. And it's a 12-4 Seattle victory.
That's a tough one. I mean, the Astros got behind the eight ball real early in this ball game and gave it a good effort and got back into this game, but just came up a little short in this one. And they'll go on the road trip and finish up with a little pride now.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And Astros off yesterday, but saw their playoff hopes end mathematically eliminated last night when the Orioles beat the Toronto Blue Jays. And obviously disappointing to have three games with nothing to play for, essentially, in terms of the standings, but still have to be pretty pleased with the way this season went overall, going to have a winning record, but would have liked to have gone back to the postseason.
Sure. No, I liked it, the fact that we're going to have somewhere between 83 and 86 wins. We're going to have been into it till the last weekend. Is disappointing. You know, the standards have changed a little bit to where we hold ourselves to a really high standard. So today's a day I never want to come. I wasn't comfortable yesterday watching those scores go. You know, at the end of the day, I am proud of this team. We fought through a lot of adversity. We came back from a 7-17 April. We played a really good brand of baseball for the middle 3 months of the season and ran out of gas at the end. But as I told our team today, I thank them for their effort, their perseverance through a lot of ups and downs, the 13 major league debuts that we had. You know, all was a success, but there's an empty feeling today knowing that we're not going back to playoffs.
So with three games remaining against a team that's also out of it in the Angels, you have a few guys close to some personal milestones. Altuve and Correa close to 100 RBI. Springer, if he plays all three, he will have played in every game this season. Only a handful of Astros have ever done that. How much do those sort of accomplishments matter to you and will affect how you play guys?
Yeah, it matters to me as much as it matters to the players. You know, our guys have done a good job of putting themselves in a position to feel really proud about some of the numbers they've put up or for George's sake, both numbers and the ability to play in every game. So, you know, I'll talk to these guys and give them the first couple games to inch closer and see where they're at by the time we get to Sunday. Some of the younger players will get mixed in a little bit more. I wanted after the off day to play most of our primary guys, and then I'll mix in, you know, some of the younger guys, Kemp and Moran and Reed and White. Those guys will be seen a little bit more as the weekend goes. So the pitching staff, I'll try to not go too heavy back-to-back on some of our guys. There may be some innings that we're not used to seeing a Gustave or a Hoyt or a Chapman or a Sip. I'm not going to overly tax the back of the bullpen the way that we have leading up to this point. So we still want to win these games. We'll be competitive. You know, once the game starts, I think the players get into auto drive and compete like they always do. But I'll be cognizant of a little bit of everything as well as their health.
Well, this is the last manager show that we have this year, and wanted to thank you for all of your help all year. You haven't kicked me out of your office yet in 2 years. I guess year three, there's still time, right?
That's right. We still got plenty of time together, and I appreciate everything that you brought, the questions, the conversations, the bus rides, the plane trips. You know, it's a successful year that we'll reflect back on, be very proud of the things we accomplished, be disappointed in the fact that it's over.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
44,000 fans came out to Minute Maid to see the Astros finish the season, even though the team was 72-88 at the time. But the pennant race was not the attraction. All eyes were focused on number 7, Craig Biggio. It was his last game. What better way to start it than by hitting a double in the first inning? It was his 3,060th hit, 20th best all time, his 668th double, 5th best, and the run he scored was his 1,844th, 15th on the all-time list. The three-run first was all Felipe Paulino and three relievers needed to beat the Braves. Dave Borowski struck out the side of the ninth, and then the party began. Biggio's family came down on the field, and there wasn't a dry eye in the place.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Lunch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. Ahead of the final series of the year, my guest today is James Hoyt, relief pitcher for the Astros, who consequently is 30 years old today, man. Happy birthday, James. If you feel a little bit older today, going from 29 to 30, that's a big step.
Yeah, big step. No longer in my sweet 20s, so yeah. Now it's time to get to work.
You know, I've always kind of followed you a little more closely because I think you and I's careers parallel just a little bit because I got a late start. I turned 31 my rookie year, so for you, I mean, how grateful and how appreciative are you for this time you're getting to spend here right now?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate for everything that's happened this year and couldn't be more, you know, proud of myself, the accomplishments I've made, and just excited to, you know, for moving forward from here.
How good does it make you feel now that you've been able to see what your stuff plays like at the big league level? When you make your pitches, you get guys out, and that gives you a sense of confidence, I would imagine.
Oh, definitely. Huge sense of confidence. Now I need to know, you know, coming into the offseason, what I need to work on, you know, work on certain things. And just something about it now. Now I've been here. I know what it takes. I know I can stay up here and pitch in this league. And it's a lot of excitement.
Was there always a little bit of doubt whether or not you could do it? And did you ever wonder what it would feel like being in that spotlight? You knew you were on TV. You knew a lot of people were watching. Were you always hesitant on how you would feel in that moment?
I think, especially the last year or two, I knew I 100% had the stuff to pitch in the big leagues. It was just a matter of getting there. You know, just I need to get up there. I need to show people what I can do, the stuff I have. And, I mean, now it's just moving forward, just trying to stay. You know, working on different things to keep, you know, keep me progressing as a pitcher.
There you go. Okay, you and I were talking about your birthday. Your favorite birthday present was?
A Scotty Cameron putter.
So you're big into golf, and you said that you loved growing up as a kid, and you played in a lot of tournaments when you were growing up, and your best vacation actually happened around golf. Tell the people about your favorite vacation of all time.
Yeah, I took I was about 15 or 16 years old. My aunt and my mom's sister took me on a vacation to Scotland. We went to London, and you know, she just kind of took me along for not only for the experience, but so she could play some of these nice courses. We played Turnberry, we played Glen Eagles, and over there, you know, it's very old school. If you're a female, you got to be accompanied by a male. They keep it real old school over there. So, you know, it was a win-win for her, but also a win-win for me.
So she used you, but it was worth it, right?
Yeah, very worth it, yep.
So when did you put down the clubs? Obviously, as a baseball player, you don't have a lot of time. I mean, as a relief pitcher, maybe a little bit of a time, but more in the offseason, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's never been a full year where I haven't played a round of golf. You know, it just depends. Like, I've never had an offseason where I could dedicate, you know, certain times of the year for golf rounds because I've been in winter ball and it's tough to golf over there. But looking forward to this upcoming offseason to get, you know, shave a couple strokes off my game.
Last couple of years you've played winter ball. What was that experience like? Some people don't realize how important that is to those countries over there and how meaningful those games are. You feel it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, without winter ball, I could honestly say I wouldn't be here in the big leagues. So they, you know, prepared me and just it made me a better pitcher, helped me progress. Just very exciting environment in those countries, whether it's Venezuela, Mexico, or Dominican Republic. I got to play in some pretty heated games too. I won a championship in the Dominican, so it was a, you know, eye-opening experience, and wouldn't change it for the world.
Last thing, James, whenever you faced a certain hitter, has there ever been a moment where you're saying, "Oh my gosh, this is Albert Pujols," or any moment like that yet for you?
I think in spring training that happened, but actually since I got up here, no, I haven't really thought about it. Just, okay, this is another batter. We got the report on him. Let me just make my pitches and get the guy out.
There you go. That's James Hoyt. James, once again, happy birthday, and keep up the great work the rest of the way, and have a great offseason.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luno here in the heat of hot stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline, this fall, right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network.